Hey, y'all out there, this is Bo Billingsley, the voice of Jet Black and the Fourth Raikage. You're listening to The Night Nerd. Stay tuned, because all kinds of good things will be happening.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Thursday, so we're going to talk a little bit of history. We are celebrating Ant-Man and the Wasp. It's a great movie. Our full review will be up real soon. Make sure you keep an eye out for that. But these are characters who have been around for a while, you know, and different iterations, legacy characters in the Marvel Universe, where we've seen different people take over their roles and the names and new names, old names, returns, everything like that. So today we're just going to look a little bit at Ant-Man and the Wasp and, you know, where they've been in comics. We'll start with Hank Pym. He first showed up in Tales to Astonish in 1962 and would be Ant-Man a few issues later. But he's a guy who, over his years, he's been Ant-Man, Giant-Man, Goliath, Yellowjacket, Wasp, Ultron, Scientist Supreme, all these different things, and has a pretty sad story because he was married to his first wife, and she was a Hungarian, if I remember right, native, and blah, 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 stuff happens, she gets killed, and so that kind of starts his depression, and he's going to fight injustice and everything, and, you know, not have that happen to anyone else. And he would go on and do that, but, you know, he's a really flawed character, but not like in a bad way. You know, they've just given him layers and shown him he's had some really dark moments in his life. Like, we'll talk about a little more here in a minute, but him and Janet's relationship hasn't always been the best. And he's had a couple of breakdowns, whether it be when he was Yellow Jacket or all the Ultron stuff, even recently Ultron stuff. There's been all these crazy things about him. But, you know, he's a founding member of the Avengers, so that's pretty cool. But then when you look at the flip side and you look at Janet, who's played by Michelle Pfeiffer in the movie, she is, an interesting character study, because it all started, her father was a scientist, and he opened up this portal to an alien land, world, realm, and that alien killed her father. So she reached out to one of his cronies, who happens to be Hank Pym, and they team up, and she becomes the Wasp, and they get revenge. That was a big thing, is, you know, revenge in the 60s was a huge driving factor, so it's always a good thing. But as it would go on, you know, she would develop her powers, and eventually she doesn't even need Pym particles to shrink, and she gets, you know, the blasters, the Wasp Sting, and she's the one who came up with the name for the Avengers. She's, after the Loki stuff, she's like, hey, we need to get together, let's make this team, let's call ourselves the Avengers. And that's that. She's been leader of the Avengers numerous times. Always a pretty big staple of the team. And just a really great character in seeing, you know, all the things she's done. But she would go on to marry, her and Hank would get married. But then in the 80s, that's when Hank was having one of his crazy breakdowns, and he sets up this scenario where the Avengers are going to get attacked and only he can save them. And Janet tries to call him out on it, and he's getting more and more like verbally abusive and stuff. And finally he like slaps her down, and that, so she divorces him and leaves him and everything. And yeah, the ultimate version of them is a lot crazier, because in the Ultimate Universe, Janet's actually a mutant, is how she has her powers, which is really interesting because they kind of keep it a secret because of the hate toward mutants and everything. And she has kind of a relationship with Captain America and does all these interesting things. But back on the Ant-Man side of things, we have Scott Lang, who we first saw in 1979. He showed up there. And he's a thief who steals Hank's suit, just like in the movie. Kind of like in the movie. He steals Hank's suit to help his daughter, who's sick. But then, you know, as soon as he helps her, he's like, okay, you know, I'm actually a good guy. Let's do the right thing here. And Hank approves, and Scott becomes Ant-Man. And he would go on to be a pretty solid hero in his own right. He did a lot of great stuff with the Fantastic Four. He did some great stuff in Alias, which was really, really great. In some of the S.H.I.E.L.D. series, there's been things. He's been killed a time or two, but the neat thing about Scott is, just like in the movies, this relationship that he has with his daughter is ever-growing and ever-dynamic, and, you know, there's a point where she grows up and she becomes Stature. She becomes this superhero, and he, you know, he's super proud, and there's a lot of really interesting stories that go on, you know, between the two of them. And most recently, the miniseries that's out right now, it's him and Nadia and stuff, and as the Wasp, and he makes a lot of allusions of, hey, yeah, I know you're my daughter's age, but yeah. And Cassie would go on to be, she was Stature and Stinger and Ant Girl and Giant Girl. She can change her size and stuff, which is really cool. And the last one we're going to kind of look at today is Hope. Hope is a character that really they just did a 180 with for the MCU and did a whole lot of stuff. She doesn't exist in Marvel Comics proper, like the 616 universe that we know as the regular universe. She is a character in the future, part of A-Next, which were the next Avengers. Showed up in 99. And she has a brother called Big Man. And they're the kids, you know, of Hank and Janet. Well, she feels that they're the rightful heirs to the Avengers and they should be running the team. So they create the Revengers. It's a supervillain team. And she goes by the name of the Red Queen. And they attack, and she almost destroys the Avengers mansion and all the Avengers and kills everybody, or tries to kill everybody. So she's not a good person. But in the MCU, Evangeline Lilly is amazing. You know, she's a super scientist all in her own right. Really smart, really physical, you know, trained to fight. Taught Scott some moves, as we saw in the first Ant-Man. And, you know, they've taken this character and just fleshed her out and made her own thing. And it's wonderful and amazing. And it's why it works. You know, this is an example of Marvel knowing what needs to be changed, knowing what they need to do. And yeah, it's great. But let us know, you know, what are some of your favorite Ant-Man stories and things? Or are you a Eric O'Grady fan? Most people aren't, but some people are. Just curious. He was also Ant-Man, if you didn't know. You can let us know in the comments here below on SoundCloud or over on Facebook. We're also on Twitter and Instagram and even YouTube. Just look for The Night Nerd. We have lots of cool things coming your way that we're really, really excited about. But if you want to talk to us even more, though, you can email us, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. And if you click that little subscribe button, you're going to be able to get all the shows, not just The Night Nerd, but also Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, and DC Animated Adventures. So good things everywhere on the network. But that's going to be it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next time.